A fellow named Tom was leaving the church one Easter morning, and at the door, the pastor reached out his hand and shook his hand and said, "By the way, Tom, I hardly ever see you at Mass. You need to become more active. You need to join the army of the Lord." Tom replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, Father." And the priest said, "But then why do I only see you at Christmas and Easter?" And Tom whispered back, "Because I'm in the secret service." Well, as followers of Christ, we cannot be in the secret service. We have to be active members of the church bearing much fruit. That's what the gospel is all about. Christ is the vine. We are the branches, and we cannot remain hidden. We have to, Jesus says, to bear much fruit and glorify God and become his disciples. As you know, last week, we heard the reading about Jesus saying, "He is the good shepherd, and we are the flock that follows him." Today, he gives us a different image. He says, "He is the vine, and each one of us are the branches." And the branches are called to bear fruit. And so let's take a look at the gospel today. Jesus calls himself the true vine. In the Old Testament, Israel was always seen as God's vineyard. And even on the beautiful Temple of Jerusalem, the white marble temple, it had an image of the grapevine in gold, because that was the symbol of Israel, the vine of God, the vineyard of God. But now Jesus says that he himself is the true vine, and the Heavenly Father is the vine dresser, the vine grower. And notice what he says about these different branches. First, we have to be joined to the vine. We have to remain in Christ in order to bear much fruit. If you break a branch off the vine, it will shrivel up and die and no longer bear fruit. So Jesus says, "Remain in me as I remain in you." So how do we remain in Christ? Well, first, how we're joined to Christ was through our baptism. When we were baptized, St. Paul says we were grafted onto Christ, grafted into Christ. We became one with Christ through our very baptism. And that divine life, God's grace, sanctifying grace, filled our soul at our baptism. We became joined to Christ, the true vine. And so the nutrients, the nourishment from Christ came into our life. That is the sap, the grace that we need in order to bear fruit. So we were grafted into Christ at our very baptism. Every time we receive Holy Communion in the state of grace, that increases that divine life within us. Those nutrients, the nourishment that we need, the divine grace that we need is nourished every time we make a Holy Communion in the state of grace. And then our confirmation, that also increased our union with Christ. Every time we receive a sacrament and pray, and in fact, we just heard in the second reading, Jesus says, "Those who keep my commandments remain in him and he in them." So by keeping the commandments, staying close to Christ, coming to Mass, praying every day, this is how we remain in Christ in order to bear much fruit. Sadly, if a person commits a serious sin called a mortal sin, they lose that divine life within their soul, and they then have to come back to confession, to confess their sins, to be regrafted onto Christ, to receive the sanctifying grace again through the holy sacrament of confession. So that's how we remain in Christ, is through the sacraments, through prayer, and by keeping his commandments. So we remain in Christ. But then Jesus says something very interesting. He says he even prunes the branches so that they bear more fruit. What is this kind of pruning? We call this the mystery of suffering. If you've ever gone through suffering, whether it be mental suffering, spiritual suffering, physical suffering, financial suffering, relationship suffering, whatever it is, realize that God only allows suffering in your life to bring about a greater good. He wants to make us saints. So sometimes God does allow this kind of pruning in order that we just don't have leaves, but that we bear fruit. You know, if you don't prune back the vines, they'll produce lots of leaves, but no fruit. So divine pruning is when he works in our life to cut away certain things, to spiritually prune us so that we can bear more fruit and become the saints that God wants us to be. I think of my own dad, who died 14 months ago, and during the last couple of years of his life, he had a great deal of suffering. And he always accepted that really so beautifully and so lovingly from God, realizing that God was allowing him to undergo this suffering to transform him more and more into Christ, to become holy, to become the saint that God was calling him to be. So my dad understood that suffering was a form of this kind of pruning so that he would bear more fruit in his life. So when each of us experience certain kinds of suffering, realize it, God is giving us those sufferings because he loves us. He wants us to become more like Christ, to transform us so we can bear more fruit of holiness and works of mercy, works of charity as well. But then Jesus says, well, what about the branches that do not bear fruit? The ones that are the dead branches? Well, he says they have to be removed. And Jesus even says, without him, we can do nothing. It says, anyone who does not remain in me, like those who die in unrepentant mortal sin, it says, are thrown out like a branch and they wither. If you break a branch off the tree, it withers and is no longer useful. And says, people will gather them and throw them into a fire and they will be burned. So it's probably referring to hell. For those who die in unrepentant mortal sin, broken branches off of the vine of Christ. But thanks be to God, we are all still alive right now. We all have this opportunity to be grafted back onto Christ through confession so that we can receive divine grace again and to bear much fruit. That's what the Lord wants of us, to be one with him, to remain in him through the sacraments, by following the commandments, to remain in a good relationship with God so that we become holy. And I think, of course, my mom, who, as you know, I did her funeral last Saturday. She was 95 years old, lived such an amazing, beautiful life, 78 years as a member of the Legion of Mary, 60 years every Sunday morning. For 60 years, she visited the State Mental Hospital in Philadelphia, in Norristown, and brought God's love to the patients in the hospital, prayed the rosary with them, and walked them to Mass. So she bore beautiful fruit in her life, running the Catholic shop. She worked every day for 6 days a week until she was 92 years of age, working in the Catholic shop, promoting good Catholic books and the Bibles and catechisms and things like that. And the fruit that she bore through the Catholic shop, and then maybe having a son a priest, is also a beautiful image of the fruit of her life. I think I'm the only son, so it must be me that I'm referring to. But that's something to. But that's no credit to mine. It's the fruit of my mom and dad. Their beautiful love, their generous sacrifice of their lives. I'm sure that was the example and role model for me to discern my own vocation. Thanks be to God. But that was because of their holiness and their love of God and the fruit that they bore in their life. So that's what today's gospel is about. Christ is the vine, we are the branches. When you experience suffering, realize it's only because God loves you and he's pruning you to become a great saint, to be transformed into Christ, and to bear much fruit for the kingdom of God. So we're not allowed to belong to the secret service. We have to be active members of the church. And Jesus says, when you bear much fruit, you don't do it for your glory, it's for the glory of God. Jesus says, this is how you will glorify my Heavenly Father, by bearing much fruit for the kingdom of God.